Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered, inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Lauren Robinson. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Welcome to the program. I'm Lori Robinson, talking sports. I'm not going to say I'm having fun. I'm not having fun. I'm happy to be on the air, but I'm not having fun after watching that day of football, Jets, then Giants, but the Giant game, holy hell, there is no way that you should be able to lose that football game. Unbelievable that they lost that football game. Ronnie Lavi, he's producing, taking your calls, 888-808-1019. I will have Dan Duggan from The Athletic as my guest, live from Denver. Covered the game, covered all the post-game reaction. That's coming up at 11. But first, me, you, your calls. You can hit me up on Twitter, at L. Rubinson. And we start with, look, I hate doing this type of show and what I'm about to do. Because what I'm about to do is play the blame game. Who do we blame for what seems like an impossible loss? And when I say impossible, I mean, like, this should be like getting hit by lightning, like that rare. This should be like, I don't know, you're playing Mega Millions and you hit on it. Like, this should be impossible. This is supposed to be a party tonight. I wrote all kinds of fun notes through three quarters of this football game. Oh my God, a party. I was ready to rub it in to Broncos players Nick Benito and all this. By the way, he has to stop with the talking smack on Twitter, Nick Benito, because newsflash, yes, the Giants lost, but you and your number two rated defense, the Broncos with their top pass rushing defense, the Broncos with their leading the league with 30 sacks defense, gave up 32 points to a rookie quarterback. 32 points to a rookie quarterback and a team that came into the game 2-4 and exits 2-5 because they don't know how to win. I'm not going to blame Jackson Dart for not knowing how to win. He made a terrible, awful decision on the interception. Bad play. Can't throw the ball like that in harm's way. You don't have your legs under you. But Tiki was right. The horrible decision is Brian Daboll putting his rookie quarterback in that situation. You want to blame the kicker? I feel sad for the kicker. Because he's getting cut tomorrow. I don't know how he would be continue after this, missing two extra points. And then what always ends up happening? You miss the first extra point, so then you're chasing it, and you go for two, and you give up another point, piss that away, and you end up chasing it all game long. And then, of course, with a chance to go up by three, he misses another extra point. Just sad. And that one's, whether that's on Joe Shane, the general manager, or that's on Daboll, or the two of them together. But who should be the kicker, more experienced kicker on this team right now? Obviously, McAtonmy was not ready for this moment. And they didn't know that. But you want to blame, the top of my list Shane Bowen, the defensive coordinator, pitching a shutout. That's the sad part about this. Through three quarters, this was Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Giants celebration. And then they fall apart. The last 1,602 times that a team was winning up by at least 18 points with 6 minutes or less in a football game in the NFL, you know what happened? That team won, because of course they do. If you're up by 18 or more points with 6 or less minutes to go, you win that football game every damn time. That's what happens. But not today. Until today. They've never met the Giants before that stat. 1,602-1. One team could lose with that sort of lead. And it is a confluence of errors. Brian Daboll with the play calling, we'll go through those. Multiple moments where Daboll and Kafka make the wrong decision. You have that sort of lead. Of course, Tiki's right that third down, you're running the football and not even letting the other team have the chance to come back and change the momentum in that situation. Of course. Other moments, though, from Brian Daboll. How about, I mean, you want to use that last timeout? Instead of using it at the very end, why not have used it sooner when Brian Burns is hobbling and limping to get back to across the line of scrimmage and instead gets called for a penalty that gives them 5 yards and puts them into field goal position? Didn't matter because they kept driving after that. But could have mattered. That was another bad decision. Bad decisions in key moments from Daboll. And it's sad, because most of this football game was great. Most of it was. Through three quarters. Through the first quarter. Through the second half. And then as
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Burns eloquently put it in the pivotal moment at the end where Jackson Dart has heroically led this team back to go up by 2 points with the missed extra point. Still a chance to win here. And what do the Giants do when you cannot, all that has to happen here, the other team has no timeouts. You cannot give up a big chunk play. And what do the Giants do? Rush 3, drop 8. That's it. That should be the headline. That should be the headline in tomorrow's post. That should be the headline on WFAN.com. That should be the headline for this game. And that should be the headline for this season and Shane Bowen. Rush 3, drop 8. Now, did he play prevent defense for most of this game or whatever? No. But in the pivotal moment when you absolutely, positively, and by the way, you've got injured defensive backs. So you're putting Joe Schmoes out there who've never played together a down this year. Putting him out there on the field to drop 8 Joe Schmoes. And you're only going to rush three. No Dexter Lawrence. You're not going to rush. That should be a moment. I'm not saying zero blitz on fire, you know, rush seven or go crazy. At least rush four. I don't know. Maybe it's a moment for a safety blitz, a corner blitz. Maybe it's a moment for a different look. Maybe it is a moment for rush five. Put pressure on that quarterback and make him do something. Get into his face. Force him to get rid of the ball quickly and make a tackle. But this team is so scared, and that defensive coordinator, so scared of losing, that they rush eight. At rush three, drop eight. Scared to lose. And you know what happens when you're scared to lose? You lose. And you would think, if this felt like deja vu, taking that wimpy, tentative approach, if that feels familiar, Jets fans, let me take you back to week two, overtime. Well, before overtime, the get to regulation, the end of regulation, you cannot give up a field goal. It's the only thing you can't do against the Cowboys. And what do the Giants do? They play soft. And what did Shane Bowen say that day?
Just trying to defend the line as best we could. Wish we would have been tighter, a little bit tighter. Again, just like all these calls that don't work, second guess it, you probably wish you went a different direction. But tough situation to come down to that one play. I got to be better, wish we would have been better, and hopefully we can move on and progress from it and learn from it and be better.
What do you learn from that?
Yeah, I think, again, just the ability to possibly be tighter in those situations, like make sure we're a little bit more on body as we go. Understanding that, like with the line, and again, everybody knew what the line was going to be for him, but just opportunities to be a little bit tighter potentially on those guys. And
that audio from the Giants post game, and that was week two. Shane Bowen, he says I've got to learn from that. What did he learn? Absolutely nothing. That's what he learned. Absolutely nothing. Rush three, drop eight. You can tell the Giants players are frustrated. They've been playing better this defense. They played well for three quarters. And then the Giants gave up 33 points in the fourth quarter. 33 points. Unbelievable. And it's not like they were playing Patrick Mahomes. They weren't playing Peyton Manning. They weren't playing Tom Brady. They were playing Bo Nix. He's fine. They gave up 33 points to Bo Nix and just pissed away what should be a party, a celebration for the Giants, players, coaches, fans, and what would have been. I know that, look, 2-5 is the record now. It would have been 3-4. And you could tell me at 3-4, that's not a very exciting record. But I don't know. If the Giants were 3-4 and about to play the Eagles. By the way, the Washington Commanders are 3-4 now. The Dallas Cowboys are 3-3-1. The Giants would be right there behind those teams. Or neck and neck with those teams. And yeah, a couple games behind the Eagles, about to play the Eagles. What that would have added up to is relevance. That's what makes this so frustrating, is that it's not just about fun and the rookies and vibes. The Giants had brought, and Jackson Dart had brought back relevance. 2-1 in the Jackson Dart era. A win like this against the Broncos, it would have been 3-1 in the Jackson Dart era. Hope, belief, relevance. Relevance in the season, meaningful games. And here we are, not even at Halloween, again, October, 2-5. It shouldn't be possible to lose a game this badly. Should not. So fed up. This is supposed to be a party, a celebration. 888-808-1019. You can hit me up on X on Twitter at L Rubenson. Be right back. We'll grab your calls.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture.
From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians,
follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.